Blackstone Audio presents All the Agents and Saints, Dispatches from the U.S. Borderlands by Stephanie Elizondo Greist. This book is read by Frankie Corzo. For Jennifer Kelso Curtis, Cielo, Sky Woman, with whom I'd cross any border. Introduction. The Descendants. We all know the rules. Cross an international border line without the proper papers and, unless luck or privilege protects you, get arrested, imprisoned, and expelled. But what happens when an international border line crosses over you, slicing your ancestral land in two? Division by force has been the confusing fate of peoples the world over. This book explores its living legacy among two. The Akwesasne Mohawks, whose territory was split between Canada and the United States by a series of treaties signed between 1783 and 1850, and the Tejanos of South Texas, who were severed from their native Mexico by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848. Were I not myself a Tejana, who had recently spent a year near Akwesasne, I would find this pairing odd. More than 2,000 miles stand between our communities and, with the exception of Catholicism, our cultures hold little of that ground in common. Mohawks traditionally subsisted on hunting, farming, and fishing in one of the coldest regions of the United States, whereas my forefathers tended cattle in one of the hottest. They are matriarchal. We tend towards machismo. We are fanatical about football. Mohawks don't just revere lacrosse, they invented it. We also experience our respective borders quite differently. Many Mohawks refuse to acknowledge the lines at all. They are a sovereign people who employ their own police force and operate their own library, museum, media, school, and court. They look not to Washington or Ottawa for governance, but to the Haudenosaunee, Iroquois Confederacy, of which they have been members for centuries. Many vote in tribal elections, but not federal, state, or provincial ones, because they view those systems as foreign and even hostile to their own. I know one Mohawk who regularly switches residency from one side of the border to the other, whenever one government happens to offer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?